Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
Love one another as loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Listen really close. He didn't say the world would know that you were his disciples because you love the world. He said, by this you shall know that ye are my disciples. This is how they know, if ye love one to another. Amen. You can be seated. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. I believe that God is directing us in an area to where he wants to do some things through his body. And to do that, Darren, we have to have infrastructure in a place that is conducive for God to flow through. If we're going to get from one place to another, what makes America one of the greatest countries on earth is our infrastructure. And the reason it's that way is because the interstate system was designed to move military very quickly. Oh, man, I could hang out there for a minute. You've got to have a system to get things from one place to another. I think it's no different in the church, Brother Porky. I don't think we haphazardly show up and try to get a move of God. But there's some foundations that need to be laid. There's some things that need to be in place. There's some systems that need to be working in the church that make it so that Jesus can move freely. Can you say amen? I've been in services where there are people who have different spirits, and somehow it seems to put a damper on the flow of God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? We have to have an infrastructure so great that the flow of God is moving, that the Spirit is moving through us, that no matter who shows up to try to do a roadblock, there's just an exit and another entry to get right back to where we need to be. Are you following me? We got to make up our mind that we have been called for such a time as this. You have been put on this earth for this time, right now, and this is your purpose. God has called us to be the very voice, the very hands, the very feet, and the very love that this world needs, that he's using us to bring that to them. Amen. The structure that he has to use, and he has always chosen to use, is love. Notice he didn't say, I love doctrine, love it. But notice he didn't say, here's how they'll know you're my disciples, because you got the right doctrine. Notice he didn't say philosophy. He didn't say your apologetics. If your apologetics are on point, that's how men are going to know that you're my disciples. He didn't mention that at all. But so many times we spend time sitting across the table debating, trying to make sure that I'm right and you're wrong. He never said that at all. He said, here's how men are going to know that you're my disciples. Here's how you're going to know that I came from the Father, that you love one another. I don't get to love you any way I want. We pick and choose who we really love. Amen. But in the house of God, we have been called to love our brethren. It is so important that we do good unto all men, but especially to the household of faith. Why does he put so much emphasis on that? I'm going to tell you why. The world is looking for a place where they can run to. if we don't have a place of love and grace and mercy among ourselves, the world's not going to look to us to find a refuge. But the church should be a refuge. It's not just a hospital for sinners. It is also a haven for the saints. It's where we come together and get strength, and we strengthen one another. Can you say amen? This is extremely important to what God wants to do through us. I have never been more sure of my preaching in my life. As a young minister, I tried to find a sermon that would make the people shout. Anybody with me? I wanted to knock it out of the park. I even had a guy that followed me around on the keyboard and backed me up. Man, it was fun. Sometimes I didn't even get to finish my sermon because it got so good that people started running around the church and we just shouted. And we went everywhere together. And I preached and he played. And it was in tune. I preach in C sharp, if you're wondering. And man, it would get to going, and the way he would play, I would do my cadence in preaching, and man, I just wanted to move somebody. And we'd preach on things like weeping may endure for a night, won't, won't, but joy is coming in the morning, won't, won't. And man, people, whoa, glory. It just made people move. Man, we had good dance sessions. You know what made me nervous? Some people walked out, not ever getting the sermon, not ever understanding the truth. We had a good time. I'm telling you, it was fun. I had fun. But then God started leading me in a different direction. And he said, you're going to have to build some infrastructure. It's not about making people dance yet. It's about getting it right so that it can be conducive, so that I can move through this body of people and understand what their purpose is. You might not dance tonight, but I want you to learn something that's going to help us become a light to this world that we have been called to shine a light to. Are you with me? He gives us the map. He puts it all in Scripture. John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. We are not there right now. Listen up. We're not there right now. But we're going to get there. Some people say, oh, no, 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 that was just for that time. You show me verse, you show me scripture, and I'll stop saying it. But I'm here to tell you, I've read it, and it's not in there. As a matter of fact, let me give you some things. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not a respecter of persons. If Peter and John can walk up to the temple at the hour of prayer and say, look on us, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee, rise up and walk. If they can do it, we can do it. The doctrine of cessation came too late in my life because I'd done read the Bible. Yeah. Doug, they may have had me if they got me at the early stage. Any person that preaches the doctrine of cessation cannot preach it out of Scripture. Am I right? Am I right? Don't high five me unless I'm right. Am I right? Am I right? Christian's like, I don't know. I'm giving you five anyway. Read your Bible. The same Bible that you have is the Bible that I have, and it says, covet earnestly the best gifts. It never told us to stop seeking after those gifts. Well, preacher, I'd rather you show the fruit of the Spirit than the gifts of the Spirit. How about I show you both? Because it's the same Spirit. The Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. We got to let the Spirit do things through us that we can't do on our own. Oh, man. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. We're not there yet. But when we get there, we don't stop there. He says, and greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I go to the Father. When Jesus was on earth, there was only one Jesus on earth. There was just one. He was there in that body. Amen? Are y'all with me? There wasn't 10. There wasn't 20. But he said, I'm going to the Father. And he said, I'm going to pray that he sends you the Comforter. And when he said the Comforter, he said, I will come unto you. Any questions? He knew exactly what he was saying. He was saying, I'm going to come unto you. So if you are saved here tonight, you have the Holy Spirit in your heart. Can you say amen? Oh, by the way, that's Jesus. I was confused, Eddie. As a kid, I went to church and they said, you need to invite Jesus into your heart. And then I went to another church and said, you have to be filled with the Spirit. I found out they're the same thing, and I'm glad I got him on the inside and he's doing something on the outside. People get confusing. He said, you're going to do these things. Because he said, I'm going to come unto you. I'm not trying to convince you of Pentecostal doctrine. I'm done trying to convince people. I'm done trying to convince people that don't want to hear what I got to say anyway. But let me tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to allow the Spirit to move through me so that I love my brother, so that they will look on the outside. I don't have to convince them of any of my doctrine. They say there's something different about that place because those people down there love each other. That's how they're going to know we're his disciples. Oh. I'm looking for a church that produces signs and wonders. And I think I got a right to do it. Now, some guy with a big degree and a boring church will beg to differ. But you know what his boredom is going to get his church? Nothing. We got our doctrine. We know our doctrine. And we're going to double down and we're going to triple down and we're going to quadruple down and this is it and this is where we stand. Well, you do that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to love you. And I'm going to love you. And you're going to love me. I'm going to make you love me. Because if you get filled with the Spirit and I'm getting filled with the Spirit, there ain't no way we can not love each other. Listen real close. I don't care how you walked into this church. If you are a born again believer and you are married, you have no right to ever divorce. Oh, preacher, you're preaching doctrine. No, I'm saying when the Spirit of God dwells in us, the love of God is overflowing in our heart, which is given to us. Are you with me? My claps are getting less. It's okay. We're going to teach you how to love, and we're going to love each other. Do you love me?
I love you.
What'd you say? You sound Australian.
I love you.
Doug, that's your boy. I spent a lot of time with him on Highway Miner. Have you ever been mad at me?
A lot.
But you still love me, right? Don't look, Doug. Do you love me?
I love you.
Why y'all sound just alike? Nobody, I want somebody to say, hold on, I'll find somebody enthusiastic. Hey, there we go, hold on. Do you love me?
I love you much. Woo!
Finally, somebody's enthusiastic about their love. Do you love me?
I love you a lot.
Hey, Sophie, do you love me?
Do you love Pop-Pop? Say yes.
Yeah.
She sound like you, Dustin, yeah. Have we had problems? Yeah. Have you ever been mad at me recently? No, we're good. But we still love each other, right? Do you agree with me on everything? I really do respect his right to be wrong. He said no, but I'm okay with that. Am I always right? Most of the time? Since you can find your own ride to work tomorrow. Are we ever going to have issues, Thomas? Yes, but you're my brother, man. And because you're my brother, I want to show the world what real love is like. Because let me tell you what the world's love is like. As long as you got cash, as long as you got a crib, as long as you got wheels, they'll ride with you. But as soon as you get down on your luck, they're going to, anybody know what I'm talking about? You'll look around and they'll be gone. I watch the people in the world. They change friends all the time. I'm telling you, 10 years strong, Jason, you're still my brother. 10 years strong, Dustin, you're still my brother. Why? It's not because we're great people. It's because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That's given to us. Oh, this is good. This is infrastructure. Because you know what the devil wants? Division. Why does he want division? Because it can't flow. I don't know why I was scared when I was a kid of a couple things. One was quicksand. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? I watch Bonanza. I love that thing that says, I thought quicksand would be a bigger deal in my life. You know, I've never, ever, because every Western I will watch. I'm out in the woods in Southern West Virginia as a kid looking for quicksand. Because the Cartwrights fell in it. Maybe y'all didn't have the same channels I had. You know what else always made me nervous? Drawbridges. Because I watched movies where people got stuck on them. And I had never seen one in my life until I met Tracy and she took me to Florida. Hey, I didn't know what the ocean looked like till I got married. Man, Tracy just, I mean, she's not there yet, but I'm a little more cultured than I was when we met. I got out of the holler. I got out of the holler. I seen a drawbridge, and I was like, well, that's crazy. They got lights. You can't. It's really hard to get stuck on those things. But in the movies, they got stuck on them. You know why they got stuck on them? Because they thought the road was connected, and it disconnected. They thought it was connected, but it got disconnected. And man, the devil wants disconnection. He loves disconnection. He loves it in your family. He loves it with your spouse. He loves it with your kids. He loves it with your church group. He loves it with the singing group. He loves it with the preachers. He loves disconnection. Well, guess what? Just as good as he came too late to tell me the doctrine of cessation is wrong, he came too late to tell me that love can't stomp out every division that the devil tries to bring. Love covers a multitude of sins. We use that in a tile business. You lay crooked tile and you grout it up good and it made it look good. We'd say grout covers a multitude of sins. It made the crooked things look straighter. That's what love does. This story that I'm about to tell you, I don't know if I got time to read it, but I'll tell it to you. Somebody said, take your time, I'm going to read it to you. It's not my notes, Jacob. I'm sorry. 2 Kings chapter 5. Now Naaman, a captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. The Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. It's well documented how the Syrians did war. It's well documented what they did when they took a city. I'll leave your imagination to figure out. Some were killed, some were abused, and some were taken for service of multiple reasons. Naaman was a very wicked man. I don't know where this little girl from Israel, I don't know where her father is, but I can only conclude he was no longer in the picture because the men were not needed. by reading about the tactics of the Syrians, I can only come to the conclusion of what happened to her mother. And I come to this conclusion that she was brought out as a little maid and made a slave for the service of a very wicked commander. I want you to put yourself in her shoes for just a minute. And you look at this man who hath brought you extreme pain. Let's be honest, some of us would be okay when he was diagnosed with leprosy. As a matter of fact, we would say he deserves it. The judgment of God should be upon him. I don't know how she did it. I don't know why she did it. But somehow, she said unto her mistress, Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. How do you ever bring yourself to try to help this man who has brought you so much pain? They say when some people are taken captive, they begin to feel sorry for their captor. And they begin to, maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's it. But Doug, she went a step farther. She said, I know how he can get healed. I know how he can be made whole. There's a prophet in Samaria. There's a prophet down there that could make him whole. One went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel. The king of Syria said, go to, go. And I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of garment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. It came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man thus send me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Who am I? Who am I? Vengeance should have been the answer, but somehow things begin to take place. Are you with me for a minute? I'm going to fast forward. The prophet showed up. He tells Naaman what to do. Naaman is cleansed of his leprosy. But it's all because of one little girl. Found forgiveness in her heart for a man that did not deserve forgiveness. One little girl found love in her heart. I don't know how she did it, but I know how we can do it. He said, love one another as I have loved you. Follow me for just a minute. He told me to love you, not because he loves you or not like he loves you. He told me to love you like he loves me. This is why it's so important that you understand your sonship. This is why you got to understand how much he loves you. Because you are never going to pour out to him what you don't think you have coming into you. Everybody okay? If you don't think God loves you, then you find no reason to love him. I'm here to tell you, God really loves you. And you got to get this in your spirit. Because when you get this in your spirit, then I'm going to love you like he loves me. How can I forgive you? I'm going to tell you how I can forgive you. Not because he forgives you, but because he forgives me. When you trespass against me, why can I forgive your trespasses? Not because of you, but because of him. You know, the reason I love is because he first loved me. It's not just that I love him. It's why I love, period. So if I realize how much Jesus really did for me, it's not hard, Brother Eddie, to pass it on to somebody else that needs to be loved. You've quoted this scripture in hate. We've quoted this scripture in anger. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. But I've never quoted that scripture at me. You know what I've done with him? God, forgive me. I'll do better. God, forgive me. Wash me clean. I'll do better. God, wash me clean. Wash me clean. Anybody with me? I've never said, God, take out your vengeance on me and make it speedy. I deserve it. We say, be kind to people because it's like heaping hot coals on their head. But you know what we never do? We never say, God, be nice to me and heap hot coals on my head. But if I could ever love Johnny the way I know he loves me, then there will never be any division with us. And the infrastructure stays in place. And the Spirit can flow through a group of people. I don't know why God chose to move a group of people, but he chose to use a group of people. He calls us the church. He calls us his bride. We are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And you know what he said? I won't suffer any of the bones of my Holy One to be broken. We can't be broken if we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. If we're his body, we can't be broken. The drawbridge cannot be lifted because we can't be broken. Nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. So nothing's going to separate me from the love of you, because it's the same love that comes to me, that goes through me. The love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Amen. Okay, come on, musicians. Shane, how long has this been? 26 minutes. All right. I got 26 more. 1 John 3:13. I'll see if I can do this in 10 minutes. Five. Are you with me, Jacob? I want everybody to see this. 1 John 3:13. I want y'all to listen really, really close to this. We're getting ready to ordain one of our ministers. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world... See, okay. When I pause, that means y'all read out loud. Let's try this all again. You ready? Marvel not, my brethren, if the world. Why would they be hating on me? I'm going to tell you, the only time the world hates you is when you tell them their deeds are evil. You know why the world don't hate us? Because we don't tell them their deeds are evil. There's some evil stuff going on in our world. There's some evil stuff going on in our city. Some evil stuff going on in our country. You say, oh, it's the devil. There's some people that are performing these acts. He said, don't marvel if the world hates you. Dustin, I've spent a lot of time trying to get the world to be my friend. I don't know why I'm trying to fit in with them, because he pulled me out of them. Amen. What fellowship hath light with the... No, preacher, you got to witness to them. Witness to them. That ain't fellowship. I ain't got time to teach all that, but there's a difference. Next verse. We know that we have passed from death to life because we what? Oh, here we go again. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a? Y'all doing so good. And he knoweth that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the. But whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need, shut up his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? Keep going. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It's one of my wife's favorite lines. Favorite lines. I said, baby, I love you. She says, prove it. Show me. Boy, talk's cheap, ain't it, Doug? Come on, this is your best spot to amen me. Hereby we know that we are the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Here's how we know. Here's how we know. For if our heart condemneth, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Watch how this ties together real quick. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask. Do you see this? You see the connection between love and power? You see the connection between love being the infrastructure and the power flowing through that love? Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his. What's his commandment? Love him and love your neighbor as yourself. He's saying, we receive of him because we do this. Not because we can quote our doctrine better than the church up the road. Though you better. Do these things that are pleasing in his sight. What's pleasing in his sight? When I love my brother. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Just stand up. Everybody. If you stand up, you stand up, stand up. If you're tired, I understand. You can remain sitting. I'm with you. We're okay. I want you to find somebody right now as they get ready to play a song. I want you to pray for them right now. Pray for your brother. They don't have to be beside you. As a matter of fact, don't let them be beside you. Nope, you got to walk around. You got to take at least 5 steps before you pray for somebody. I know you introverts are really tore up at me right now, but man, we're going to let the love of God flow.